Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, March 30th. March 30th, everybody. In like a lamb, out like a lion. Remember I told you guys that I was going to go to the fucking gym? You remember I said that?
Dude, what I say, I fucking called it.
Remember that? You remember? Oh my God, Stacy, you remember that? Well, old Billy Freckles fucked up this week. I went back to New York City. New York City is fucking an evil, twisted place for me as far as I just have too many friends, too many comrades, too many booze bag drinking buddies. I fucking drank like Dean fucking Martin all fucking week. I went to the gym once. I played pickup hockey twice, so that's kind of like doing some cardio. I guess I walked to the subway and went up and down the stairs. Other than that, it was an absolute, it was a shit show. I put on a display of fucking drinking this past week. I'm surprised that, like, you know, Maker's Mark is not sending me like some sort of trophy with their bottle on top of it. All right. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what the fuck was I doing? You know what? New York, it's weird. It's like you walk around, so it's good, you know, about staying in shape. But, like, the shit's open all fucking night. Not everything, by the way, because I remember back in the day when I was a kid, and they were like, it's the city that never sleeps. It's open 24 hours. I used to think that meant, like, banks, hardware stores, like, everything was open. It isn't, all right? Everything closes at a normal fucking time like everything else, except for the places where you can really get in trouble, like bars, and fucking late night places to eat. Just every fucking dumbass thing that you could possibly do to wake up the next morning looking like you're in your first trimester. That's what I did. Coming home fucking hammered, right? That's another thing too, because there's taxis all over the place. You don't have to even consider, hey, wait a minute, I have to drive. You know, I don't have to drive. I don't have to do anything. I have like fucking 100,000 designated drivers out there. My friend, waiting to take me home. And because I'm a white man, even if I'm just going to walk home, they're still pulling over. Hey, my friend. Right? It's the kind of privilege I have, being the blue-eyed devil. Right? I can't even walk off the fucking pounce. That's a form of terrorism right there. When you see a white guy that you know needs to walk off the booze and you fucking pull over and I'm not even asking for a ride and you still try to get me to get in your cab because you hate my country's foreign policy. Right there, you're like, my friend, get in my cab. You have heart attack when you're 50. God is great. Right? How fucking hacky was that? That was like me doing a version of every stand-up comics. I guess Indian accent. Well, what do you expect? I got to do one of these every fucking week. I got to workshop some shit. There's going to be some hacky shit on here. What the fuck are you doing? Huh? Sitting at your desk with your little pen and pencil set that your mom and dad got you because they were so proud of you. Oh, we're still proud of you. Here's a pen and pencil set and a stapler. You know what? Fuck your office supplies. What do you think about that? Fuck you. Look at your desk. Tell me right now you're not sitting at your desk and you just don't have the urge to fucking put your fucking arm down on one side of it and just clear it right off. Like Denzel Washington when he's in a movie and the dialogue isn't up to his acting level, so he's got to start slapping cups of water out of people's hands just to make it seem compelling. Huh? You know what's fucked up about Denzel and Samuel Jackson? They're two of the great fucking actors of whatever, what do you say, the last 20, 30 years, right? They keep sticking him in those, like, the blank movies, right? The Negotiator, the fucking Freelancer, the Architect, whatever the fuck. It's always the something. Geez, can you get him a fucking script? Well, you know what? Can you guys stop stealing movies so the $50 million budget movie comes back, you cunts? Instead of everything being $100 million robots, you know, with umbilical cords, the aliens, whatever the fuck goes on in there, right? It's either that or Talking Apes, or what do you have? You got an independent movie for fucking $800,000, which you know is going to be a bunch of awkward fucking nerds, you know, with their fucking glasses And their fucking hoodies. Anyways, what are you going to do? Let's just plow it. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying here. All I'm telling you is that, you know, last week after me talking all this shit that I should go, you know, go step on the scale and see what the damage is. I have to do that after this podcast. I swear to God, if I'm back up over 180, if you listen intently, you might hear me weeping. Oh man, I'm fucking off the rails, but it starts today. No, it doesn't start today. It doesn't start today, you know, because I was out of town and, you know, my wife's been super busy and, you know, there's nothing in the fridge. My truck is getting fixed. I don't have a vehicle. And you know what I got up? You know what I have upstairs in the fridge? I have week-old lunch meat and I have some fucking guacamole because my wife saves all takeout. She just sticks it in there and every fucking little thing. It's insane. She's like a hoarder of leftovers, like little fucking every packet of sauce. Anytime we order sushi, she sticks all those fucking packets in there like, you know, God forbid someday a fucking mackerel falls through our ceiling. We got to eat the whole thing. We'll have enough soy sauce, right? Those things, old chopsticks, little tins of sour cream, you know, those little things that are fucking balsamic vinaigrettes. Like, and then once every 3 months, I got to be the bad guy. I got to be the guy that goes in there. Hey, listen, everybody, you know, like I'm kicking some bum out that was supposed to get an apartment. Come on, guys, you got to go. All right, get up off the couch. You too, guacamole, you're out. Chris, you look like a container of shit. That's what I have upstairs. I have a container of brown guacamole. I already threw it out. You know what I mean? I'm fucked. I got one can of dog food. I don't know what she did this weekend, you know? What do you mean? But you can't give them shit. You give them shit, and then what? They get mad at you. They get mad at you. They get mad at you when they didn't do the broad job of keeping the fucking refrigerator stocked. That is a woman's job. Go fuck yourself. I don't care if you have hair under your armpits or not. That's a fucking woman's job. The same way my job is I got to take the fucking trash out to the curb. There's certain things that were and always will be a man or a woman job around the fucking house. And I just feel, you know, keeping the fucking refrigerator stocked, you know, for your hero, for your inspiration, for the man in your life. I don't think that that's asking too fucking much. Is it? I don't think it is. Oh, Jesus Christ. Whatever. I had a fucking bowl of cinnamon life this morning. What am I, fucking 8 years old? Those are my options. You know, I would have had the oatmeal, but there's no banana. I got to have a banana with the fucking oatmeal. You know this about me. Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, why even get involved in the fucking argument, Bill? How long have you been with, you know better. Don't take the bait. Just fucking sit there and be like, oh, is there nothing in the fridge? Oh, that's great. Thank you, sweetheart. Mwah. You have a good day. Bye-bye. Hey, Cleo, you want to split a fucking can of dog food? You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. I came home. Anyways, I want to, first of all, before I do any more babbling here in the podcast, I want to thank everybody over at Madison Square Garden this week for asking me to come over and do the Garden of Dreams. The Garden of Dreams. Benefit this week. I could not have had a better time. I went to a Rangers game. I went to a Celtics game. You know, we played pickup hockey. If you listen to the Thursday podcast, we played pickup hockey at Madison Square Garden. You know, unbelievable. The hardest thing I had when I was there at Madison Square Garden, skating on the ice, the only thing harder than trying to keep my heart literally from jumping out of my chest, the only thing harder was trying to find a championship banner hanging from the rafters. They got all kinds of banners up there. They got banners up there for like division championships. I mean, it's a sad thing. It's such a wonderful arena. Ah, come on, as a Boston fan, you know I had to break a little bit of balls. But it was tremendous, and we couldn't have had a better time. And I have the puffy booze face to prove it. I had a great fucking time. And now I'm back. And I, believe me, when I told you this morning that I rolled out of bed, hey, let me tell you, I rolled out of bed, you know. I'll tell you, last week I had a rough one. Anyways, so I come home last night, and I got home late, and I'm back out here in L.A., and me and the wife watched that Scientology movie on HBO, and you definitely should check it out, all right? But if you don't sit down before you even watch the first second of it and say to yourself that they could literally do the exact same documentary on every fucking religion on this planet, then you probably shouldn't watch it, because you're going to be one of those people that watches the Scientology video and be like, dude, these people are fucked. It's all fucked. It's everything that they're doing was... I can't speak for our religion. My religion did. Times a zillion. As far as I know, Scientology, for as abusive as they're claiming that they've been, they never killed anybody. You know? They didn't go around fucking children. like my fucking organization. I don't have one rock to... I don't have one rock to throw. But I will tell you, man, they... It was just more of the same. I watched it more like not just looking at it like this is Scientology, this is what the fuck it is. I looked at it more like just like human beings. And this is what happens when somebody is allowed to slide into the Jesus position, Muhammad, whatever you want to call it, when they slide in there. Who's the Jewish guy? Who's that Jesus? Was it some guy named, I can't, that's too hacky. I was going to say some guy named Murray. Abraham? Is that that guy? I don't fucking know. I have no idea. They all sound the same to me. There was nothing. Nothing was going on. And then this guy showed up. He did a bunch of great shit. And now he's the guy. Give us your money. Ba-da-da-boo-boo-boo. Is it okay if she blows me? Anyways, plowing ahead here. You should definitely highly recommend that you check that out. And I don't know. I felt bad for Tom Cruise. They made him look like a sucker. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, anytime, you know, you slow down the video and you put weirdo music in there, you're going to make somebody look bad. And yeah, I don't know. The fuck. I mean, when I sit there and I think of the shit that I bought into, going into a goddamn booth and telling some fucking weirdo all the bad things I did that week. What is that all about? Huh?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 7 days since my last fucking confession. I jerked off. I beat up my brother. I fucking stole.
It's just like, and this guy's just sitting in there. What the fuck are you doing in there, you weirdo? Listening to all this shit. I got to go there and confess to you, you cunt. Why can't I just go direct route? Why do I got to connect in fucking Dallas talking to you? Why can't I just fucking go straight there? No direct flight to God there, buddy? What are you doing in there? Hey, what's going on the other side of the wall there? What are you doing, you weirdo? Huh? You filming this shit in case I want to run for office someday or fucking call you out for banging a kid? You got all this weird footage on me? I don't know. All of it is fucking weird. I think everybody should just walk away from all of it. That would be my suggestion. You don't have to, but if it works for you, fine. Unless you become a cunt. Oh, Jesus, but why do you try to make points? Why? They never go anywhere. Do they go anywhere? I don't think they do. So anyways, what did I do this week? Jesus, am I running out of shit to say already? It's already 15 minutes in. I think I got to fucking read some ads. Just to keep it going. So I told you guys, my truck, I don't know. I cooked the valves on it, man. I fucking so pissed at myself. So they're rebuilding the whole thing. The whole engine, brand new. I can use unleaded gas. It won't fuck the thing up. And it should be done sometime this week. I actually adding air conditioning, and I'm getting the power steering. And that's just going to be my fucking daily driver. And I kept the three on the tree because it was just too fucking cool. This guy who's building is going like, dude, we can get this thing cruising at about 100 miles an hour. It's just like, I don't want to do that. It's too fucking cool. Shifting on the column, you know, I think it's too fucking cool to get rid of that. So basically, I'm going to have a badass fucking truck here in a couple of days, which would be nice because then maybe I could fucking, you know, throw Cleo in there. I could go down the street and I could maybe put something in the refrigerator or maybe I could eat something. Oh, let me tell you, my wife, you know, she doesn't. I got a wife, you know, she doesn't stock the refrigerator. Why? Just the other day. Anyways, let's read a little bit of advertising for the week. I swear to God, I know I must have saw something. There had to have been, you know what? I just had a fucking tremendous week. I don't know what to tell you. I enjoyed myself all week. I did the benefit for Verzi's brother-in-law, and I actually had a great time up there at Levity Live, which is a fucking unbelievable comedy club, by the way. I had always heard that it was one of the best in the country, and it definitely lived up to it. And I'm trying to figure out a way where I can get back there at some point. Tarrytown played the Tarrytown Music Hall, which was a last-second gig. And it was fun, man. I'm back. You know, we got the cartoons all recorded. We got all the records are done. And now they're drawing the shit. And we're just, I don't know, my schedule's totally opened up now. And I can get back to being a stand-up comic. And I can't fucking wait. I can't wait for the Southern tour. And old Billy's fucking cigar face still has not had a cigar. All right? I'm coming up on like 5 weeks. Remember when I told you guys I was going to be that guy who smoked a cigar once a week? That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to cut down my cigar smoking to a mere 52 cigars a year, which is still way too much. So after fucking January and February, I was already up to 12 cigars. 8 weeks, 12 cigars. I'm off the fucking rails already. So I didn't smoke anything in March. We're already up to the 12th week. So now I feel like I'm even. But you know, I told Verzi and those guys that I wasn't going to smoke until the bus tour, and then I was gonna smoke. But I got to be honest with you, I might not even smoke on that one. I might just wait till my birthday because I figure my birthday's in June, and then what? If I'm still on 12 cigars, now I'm down to like 2 a month, which seems way more fucking acceptable than. I don't know. I had my fun with it. If it didn't give you mouth, throat, and fucking God knows what else, other kind of tongue cancer, I would probably smoke 4 a week. That's how much I enjoy them. But I don't know. Seeing Leonard Nimoy die and saying he regretted smoking and he was like 83, 84, 85 years old, and you're still thinking, fuck. If I didn't do that, I would keep you. Most people, young people, you look 83, dude, I'd be fucking happy with 80. Yeah, until you're fucking 80 and you're staring death in the face and you're like, fuck, you know? I wish I just drank waters and fucking was a vegetarian or whatever the fuck you're thinking. So the fact that he was still thinking, he would think if you smoked and you still made it to 83, 80, 45, whatever the fuck it was, 83, 80, 45, you'd be like, yeah, whatever, I had a good run. That's what you think until you're that person laying in the bed, right? Wearing that smock with your ass hanging out of it. And you're like, wow, this is it. This is it. I'm not going to get to watch any more hoop, any more hockey. I'm not going to get to walk down the street, listen to the birds chirping. This is fucking it. It's over. And it's over sooner than it should have been because I can't get it out of my head. So I don't know. I think I'm done. No, who's kidding who? I'm not done, but I mean, I am... I don't know. I don't want to pick it back up again because you know what the fuck happens, right? You're trying to eat right, just like I was. I go to New York and I have one slice of pizza and all of a sudden I'm eating like some fucking fat guy on prom night who didn't have a date. It was pathetic. I'm ashamed of myself. You guys want to hear me fat shame myself? Go walk into the bathroom mirror. Huh? You want to hear this? I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to show you what fat shaming is all about. Right here. This is what it is. Right? All right. Let's see it, Bill. Let's see the tears. Look at that! You're a piece of shit! No one will love you! Oatmeal! Dude, I gotta stop. You know what I just realized? I have to stop Because my neighbors will think I'm actually yelling at my wife. So that's it. Fortunately, I got my pull-up bar, my dip station out in the garage. I'll do that. Oh, my body literally just reacted when I said that. I don't want to go. I want more pizza. See that? I got the grease in me right now. I got the crack. I'm on the crack right now. That's what I did in a food way. You know, I was craving salads. I was craving fucking healthy food. One slice of pizza and a couple of fucking beer. You know what? We went off the rails. It was right after we skated, right? You know, fucking exhausted, totally wiped out. And we were going to the Rangers Kings game that night. So we went to a bar and ordered an appetizer, and I ordered this fucking beer. Oh. There's nothing better after you played hockey and you really feel like you earned the fact that you could actually sit down and have a beer because you burned so many calories. And easily the best beer I've had in like 6 months. It was fucking delicious. And I remember sitting there and I was eating shit already that wasn't healthy. And this switch just went like in my body. I literally felt it like, oh, are we doing this? Huh? Is it like, you know, it was like substitute teacher. Like, is the douche gone now where we can go back to boozing and eating greasy fucking food? I bought ice cream this week. I haven't had fucking ice cream. I can't remember last time I even fucking had ice cream. Stupid ass fucking New York. Walking home hammered. Stumble into a deli. Oh, let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll. How you doing? You got any fucking... Next thing you know, I got that. I bought Fritos. And then I bought a pint of fucking cookies and cream ice cream. Right? What am I, on my period? Fucking go back to the goddamn thing. Wolf it down. I went easy on the ice cream, but it was fucking over. Sitting there eating like I'm in fucking seventh grade in cafeteria. All right, let's get on with the... oh, by the way, somebody gave me something when I was playing hockey one day. I've never heard of this. It's called junk bomb. Bomb like a roll-on. And it's literally deodorant for your balls. Is that not the funniest fucking thing ever? And the guy's giving it to me, and he's going, what? You know, he's like, yeah, if you know, if you played hockey, you don't have time to take a shower, you just put this on your balls. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you serious? I swear to God, it's a real thing. So I'm laughing, and I'm like, well, shit, if you got Sherry's berries, you know? If we got fucking one wipe Charlie's, how do you not have junk bomb? I got to have junk bomb on the podcast. So if any of those guys are listening, it would fit right in. Hey, guys, don't have time to take a shower? Jesus, dude, if your fucking balls are smelling to the point that you smell them, I mean, Jesus, and you don't have fucking time to take a shower, yeah, I got to make time. Hey, honey, I'm going to be a little late. Trust me. You're going to thank me later. All right, here we go. Bombas, everybody. I hope I'm saying that. Bombas. B-O-M-B-A-S. Bravo. Oscar. Mike. Bravo. Alpha. Sierra. Chances are, if you have feet, you wear socks. And face it, socks haven't changed since they were invented. They fall down. They wear out. And there's always that toe seam that never seems in the right place. Our new sponsor, Bombas. Or Bombas. Bombas has changed all that. Bombas dedicated 2 years to engineering socks. 2 years. Some nerd sat in a fucking factory trying to make a better sock. Okay? Can you give them the decency of listening to this whole advertisement here? Locked in a goddamn closet, right? They spent 2 years on these things. Engineering socks that stay up, last forever, and feel amazing on your feet. They last forever. I have a pair of Bombas. No, I don't. Personalize your experience with Bombas. Example, I find myself washing them over and over so I can wear them again. I need to get more. Oh, this is what I'm supposed to say. To know what I'm talking about, you really need to try a pair for yourself. But listen, Bombas doesn't stop with your comfort. With every pair of socks Bombas sells, a pair is donated to someone in need. Because socks, as it turns out, are the number one requested item at a homeless shelter. Isn't that nice? That's actually really nice. Oh, Billy Softy. Right now, and for a limited time, Bombas is offering my listeners 20% off their first order and free shipping. Just go to bombas.com/burr, all lowercase, bombas.com/burr, B-U-R-R. Do it now for 20% off the most comfortable socks on the planet and a pair for someone in need. Go to bombas.com/burr. That's bombas.com/burr. Actually, you know what? They did send me a pair. I was just on the road. I haven't gotten them yet. So I can't wait to put them on and wiggle my toes in them. And I'll let you know how great they are. And I'll tell you, if they feel as good as MeUndies, MeUndies, no more sweaty balls. Boop, 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 MeUndies, MeUndies, wear them in a bathroom stall. Yank them down to your fucking ankles. Next thing you know, a gay senator blows you. You got to get some fucking MeUndies. Your balls will feel really good. Oh, yeah. Rubbing up down your taint. Boop, boop, boop. We really made it. Go! Boop, 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 do. Get yourself some fucking MeUndies. All right, MeUndies, 90%. 90%, that's the percent of your life that you're in your underwear, right? Unless you're a gigolo. Unless some napalm went off, you're running down the street naked with your skin hanging off your back. And underwear gets old fast. You know that feeling of putting on old saggy underwear? You know that feeling, right? Hanging down. It's not even touching your balls. And every once in a while, you know, you jump up to see what's on top of the fridge and your saggy underwear hits your balls. And it's so weird. You feel like someone slapped your nuts from behind. You turn around and there's no one there. You don't want to do that. You get all paranoid. Next thing you know, you start talking to yourself. You lose your job. And then you know what happens next? You lose your underwears. All right? You need to know the feeling of great-fitting underwear. That is 2 times softer than cotton. Some poor bastard had to sit in a lab as they rubbed fucking underwear on one of his face cheeks and the cotton on the other. You know? And they kept slapping him into the face till he said, all right, it's 2 times softer. I thought if I just said, yeah, it is softer, I thought that that would be enough for you guys to release me. You need to know about MeUndies.com. MeUndies is the most comfortable underwear you will ever wear. And it's insane how good they make you feel. You can be walking around with half a fucking stiffy. They fit perfectly. They don't ride up on you. And they literally pull moisture, gross, away from your skin so you stay cool. I have mine on right now and I'm floating. No, I don't. They have cool styles for both men and the fucking ladies. No more sweaty twats. And all they all look great. Check out the photos for yourself at MeUndies.com. This quality would typically retail for 2 times the MeUndies price, but for some reason, they want to make less money. No retail middlemen means more savings to you. Here, I will make it easy for you. Go to MeUndies.com/burr and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. All right? Have your balls high and tight for the rest of the week. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. They guarantee you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. All right, there we go. 2-2 this week, everybody. We'll get to DraftKings and LegalZoom later. Is it LegalZoom? Yeah, we'll get to that later. Oh, actually, you know what? Hang on a second. Last week, here's something for Bombas, the sock advertiser. This is Andrew Themelis sent me this, the man behind the curtain of this podcast. He said, last week you said maybe you should send me a pair. Well, they actually sent you a pair, Bill, and I put my review of them at the top of the emails last week. They're great socks. They had no problem with the read, but they asked that you relay my experience if you're not going to try them. Well, where the fuck is it? I'll wear them. You know what? You know what? Send me a fucking pair. I'll wear them. I'll wear the fucking things. This is what my life is. I am a sock tester. 20-something years in comedy, you know? You think people respect me for my chucks? Yeah, they just want to use my feet. Anyways, where are we? 29 minutes in. I'll tell you a couple more bullshit stories. Then we'll get into the questions for the week. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be a nice thing? What's going on in the world? What about that fucking jerk-off that flies the fucking plane into the Alps? I mean, are you kidding? You're depressed to that fucking level? It's one of the worst goddamn things I've... Why the fuck would I bring that up? You know what I mean? Fuck that one. There was a couple of aviation things this week, you know. Up in Canada, they came in too fucking low, I guess, and they hit some sort of tower or some shit. Jesus Christ. I fly all the fucking time, man. That shit is absolutely terrifying. I just can't imagine what kind of level of fucking depression you have. I get it, you know. It's bad enough you'd go out and you'd harm yourself. You'd never want to see that. But you go and you take out all those other goddamn people, man. It's just the worst fucking story ever. And there's, you know what? And there's absolutely no comedy in it. And now here we sit. I'll tell you what there was no comedy in. Oh, here's a segue. Somebody sent me this picture. This is the saddest fucking pictures I ever seen. It was of a seal that was born like a redhead. And all the entire seal community just rejected this seal. And they take this fucking picture of this seal. And it's all by itself. And looking way off in the distance are all the other seals that it just wants to hang out and play with. You know, and learn how to fucking fish and not get eaten by a shark or whatever. And they just totally leave it alone. It's unbelievable. This is just like we're fucking animals. Same thing. Same fucking treatment I got on the goddamn playground. It's happening to a fucking seal. I saw that seal. And you know what kills me? It's the people that, like, take pictures of it and don't interfere in nature. It's like, would it kill you to take that thing home with you? Just get one of those above-ground pools. You know? Let the fucking thing hang out. A couple times a year it comes in for the Super Bowl. You know, come up on the couch there, redheaded seal. I feel your pain. I have empathy. Who do you got? Don't fucking say Seattle. You're going to be back outside. That's one of the saddest fucking pictures I've ever seen. I can't get it out of my... It fucking killed me. Fucking killed me. It's unreal. It's unreal the human things that I can laugh at. But you show me a fucking sad animal and it crushes me. It's why I stopped watching the Discovery Channel like a decade ago. I don't watch any fucking nature shows because I know how it's going to start. It's going to start with me being all wide-eyed and excited and enjoying the program. And then there's the inevitable, and then man came and fucked everything up. I'll tell you right now, if you work for a fucking corporation, I mean, can you slowly work your way out of not working for one? Is it even possible? I was watching, did you guys see that clip? I retweeted it. Somebody sent it to me of, you know, they're doing that fracking out in Nebraska. Horizontal drilling, whatever the fuck it is. And however they go about it, people are claiming that it pollutes the fucking drinking water. So this farmer comes in, he talks about all the great drinking water that they have in Nebraska. And then he pours in the goop. He's sitting there at this town meeting, and he's allowed to talk. So he asked these cunts that work for the fracking company, he said, hey, would you drink this water? I just want you to answer me that. Would you drink this water? And then the fucking chairman of the board goes, you're not allowed to ask them questions. All you're allowed to do is come up and make comments. It's like, well, then what the fuck are we doing here? You're supposed to let me just say what I have to say and then I run along and then you fucking let these guys destroy the drinking water in this state because you don't make any fucking money as a politician? I don't know. I watched that thing and I got to commend that Nebraska guy for fucking not flipping out. Oh, you know, I'm just allowed to make comments. Well, here's my comment. At least go out and dump it over their fucking heads. What kind of fucking people are involved in a goddamn business like that that ends up polluting the fucking drinking water? And you're so thinking about all you give a fuck is your next quarter profits. Like, where is that all going to go? Like, what's the end game in that? You just keep having a more profitable thing, then there's no more clean drinking water? And then what? You've made enough money to have the machine to fucking make sure you have clean drinking water and everybody else fucking dies and you somehow justify it is you lie in your giant fucking bed. Oh, I'm on a rant here. It's so fucking depressing. I mean, that's why I sit around, I watch sports, I watch people build cars. Those are like the two fucking areas that I can kind of stay in where I can kind of, I don't know. Nobody says anything racist. Nobody pollutes drinking water. And there's not a redheaded seal who just wants to be part of the fucking group. Just sitting there looking all sad. The thing was a fucking baby. She had a baby, man. And they just, you know what? Fuck seals. I'm glad, you know what? Fuck all those fucking seals. I'm glad they get eaten by those goddamn sharks. I used to give a shit about seals. Now that I know that they're fucking racists. Bunch of cunts. You know what it is, too? I bet there was some seals down there that didn't give a fuck. They just went along with the group and sat there silently, right, as the one bully seal. Oh, Jesus, Bill, is this about the seals or your fucking childhood? All right, let's get to the goddamn questions for the week. It always kills me when they can do that. Just don't interfere with nature. And you're just going to sit there and look at that sad shit. All right, if you want to follow us on Twitter here, the podcast Twitter handle is at the MM Podcast, and the podcast email is bill@themmpodcast.com. Once again, that number is bill@themmpodcast.com. All right, that's if you want to send an email. You know what I just realized, too, is my internet sucks in this house. I don't have a car right now. I got my crazy pit bull, so I can't even drive down to the local fucking coffee shop to use their internet to upload this fucking thing. So hopefully, what the fuck are you going to do? What if it's fucking late? It's late. What am I going to do? All right. Oh, by the way, I got a big guest this week. Oh, let me tell you, I got a big guest. For the Thursday, just checking in with your fucking podcast, whatever the hell I'm calling it. But it's actually going to go down on Friday. But you'll be happy. You will be happy when you hear the guest. I got a big guest. He is the star of my favorite new show. Do you know what the show is? Huh? Post-apocalyptic show. Former SNL cast member. Action hero. You know who he is. He's going to be on this Friday. All right. Here we go. That's called a teaser. Warehouse listeners. Bill, I'm 19 and I work in a warehouse part-time. Oh, my God. The most fun job you'll ever fucking have. I was 19 when I worked in a warehouse and I worked there part-time. It's fucking greatest. He said, I've introduced your podcast to the guys there and we listen to it regularly. You've come full circle. Oh, that was just the thing. Well, that's cool. What have you guys been doing, huh? Fucking off there in the warehouse, and all of a sudden somebody with a tie comes on, and you're like, who's that? And you start acting like you're fucking moving boxes around. I really miss that fucking job. Do you know the way I travel? You know, back in the day when I worked in a warehouse, my commute to work was a little over a mile. Like, we lived in, like, the last neighborhood before there was this industrial park. Like if I rode a bicycle to work, it'd probably take me 15 minutes. And there was weeks where I would put like, you know, I'd go to work and then I would drive home and then I would work out, listen to Appetite for Destruction. I'd lift weights throughout that whole fucking album. And then I'd jump on a bike, by my bicycle and I'd do like a fucking 10-mile bike ride. And then by then, you know, it was like 7 o'clock or so. And the Bruins or Celtics or wherever had a game, and I was in for the night. And I would do that right up until Friday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I probably put like 12 miles on my truck. I had this 83 Ford Ranger that I bought. I remember it had 19,317 miles. And I remember I owned that fucking thing for forever. I drove that truck for fucking 10 years. Even after it started rusting out from all the New England winters. But I remember, like, I put on so few miles until I became a comedian. And then it went through the roof. And then I remember the engine shit the bed. And there was a critical moment in my life. I had a day job, and everyone was saying I should go out and go buy a new car. And I just kept thinking that if I buy a new car, then I got payments, then I need to have a job. So I said, fuck it. And I just had him put a new engine in it. I told you this story. I remember that girl, that woman at work was like, that was stupid. That was stupid. Really? I don't have a fucking car payment. Hey, guess what? I'm quitting my day job to move to New York City. See ya. You know, have fun with your Altima. anyway, sorry. All right. Fat shaming. Counter argument. All right. Dear Billy Gingerballs. This guy's going to counter fat shaming by fucking trashing me. Okay. He sounds like an open guy. All right. I love your podcast and I listen each week. I'm a chubby guy who's working hard to lose some of my excess weight. I'm down from 240 to 215. There you go. Woo! Dude, that's a big change. 240 to 215. That is fucking... Come on, Bill. Do the math. That's 25 pounds. It's 125 miles of capillaries out the fucking window. However, I would argue that despite the name you've given to your discussions, you aren't fat shaming anyone, and that's a good thing. You are more of a coach than a true fat shamer. Dude, I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to depress you. I'm going to get you in that mindset. You know? You're better than that. When you were a kid, you laid in that crib. You did not dream of having man tits. I know how to do it. I know how to give you shit while I fucking uplift you. A fat shamer is a person who looks at an overweight person and says, you're worthless. You are a failed person and you can't do anything to fix yourself. Who the fuck says that? You sound like that dude in that Drummond movie. You fucking piece of shit. That's why I couldn't get into Whiplash. After like the first 20 minutes of that guy getting screamed at, the fact that he didn't have the self-esteem to get up and walk out, it's like, all right, now I don't give a fuck. It was like Gone Girl. You know? If you haven't seen it yet, block your ears for the next fucking 15 seconds. Okay? I'm going to talk about it in 3, 2, 1. The fact that after he found out what the fuck she did and then she comes back and then Tyler Perry's like, you motherfuckers are crazy, and walks out and like he stays with her. At that point, it's like, hey, you know, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit if she fucking kills the Ben Affleck character right now, because that Ben Affleck character does not seem to give a fuck. That's how I felt with like Whiplash. It's like, all right, you know, if you don't have to get yelled at to play drums well, but if you feel that you do and you want to sit there, then you're a fucking jackass. See, that's what I do. I'm empowering you. Huh? To get off the couch. And you know how you get off the couch. You know, just don't get off the couch. You got to lift your fucking legs, do a little rolly back into the couch. There we go, right? That should be your next goal. When you get up off the couch, you just get up off the couch. That's a milestone. That's a marker right there. Well, you don't have to do the onesie, twosie, and then fucking get all the way up. Literally sounding like you're doing a squat, like that last one of the set. When you get up off the couch, waking the baby, scaring the family dog. You can't be like that. He said, anyways, to me, you're a coach who says you're healthy, you can fix this, but it won't be easy. But it's worth it. Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. I really think that so much of staying in shape is being conscious of craving something that you know is going to make you feel like shit afterwards and hate yourself in the morning when your belly's sticking out even more. Like last night, I'm coming home from the airport and I am on the crack. All right? Pizza, ice cream, potato chips, beer, whiskey, the whole fucking week. And I'm coming home. What do you think I'm craving? You think I'm craving a fucking salad? No. What is the thing I need the most? A fucking giant salad that will go into me. It'll be nutrition with a bunch of fucking cancerous poison on every leaf that I try to rinse off, but I'm doing the best I can. No, whatever. It will level me off chemically. And I don't even have a fucking science background, but I know it's like you're in a ship that's rocking. You're getting into to stable water, calm seas, and you can make an intelligent choice, all right? So last night, what I should have done is I knew it. I was saying you should order I literally have heartburn. I should go, you should order a fucking salad. That's what you should do. And I was conscious enough to think that, and I still went inside, and I went and I made myself waffles with fucking butter and syrup and all that. And, you know, and this morning I wake up and, you know, because I ate that last night, I'm looking at oatmeal and then I'm looking at Cinnamon Life. And what do? More heroin. And I go with that. So, I'm, but at least I'm aware of it. So right now I have to, like, critically right now, like what I decide to eat right now for lunch can literally inform the next 3 months of decisions if I'm not careful, and I can put on 10 to 15 pounds just because last night I didn't order a fucking salad. And then where are you? Then you're fucking back at the gym because you, not because you want to be, because you have to be. And you got that big fucking lump of shit you gotta take off from your middle. Like, you eat your way in and you eat your way out of the gym. So I have to today make a fucking smart choice. And I gotta get back on the stick. So congratulations to you going from 240 down to 215, whatever you're doing. Hope it works, and I hope you're reading up on nutrition, and I hope you're not doing one of those fad diets, you know, any of those beach diets or any of those, you know, I'm cutting out carbs, I'm never having bread again, you know, that type of shit. Because, you know, eventually one day you're just going to sit down with an entire, you're going to have one loaf of bread in one hand and a stick of butter in the other, with some ice cream waiting in the fridge if you fucking do that to yourself. I don't know. I've actually thought about just writing down, like, because everybody, oh, this is my cheat day. You know, like, your cheat day can literally, like, that'd be like a drug addict. Like, all right, I'm not going to do drugs, but on Sunday I'm going to do heroin. And then the next day it's right back to clean living. Like, your cheat day can literally throw you off chemically to the point the next day you're eating fucking waffles like an asshole. But maybe if you write it down, you know, that this is what you're going to have, and then you write a short paragraph. Hey, you know, hey, cunt face, listen. Why don't you eat this for breakfast rather than fucking up for the next 3 weeks and putting on 20 pounds? You know, once you, and this thing too, when you order something healthy, 2-3 bites into it, like, this calm comes over you, like, ah, like nutrition. You know what I mean? I read this great thing one time of why you can eat so much Chinese food, or why you can eat a whole fucking bag of Doritos, even though you've eaten enough to be full, but your body is still craving nutrition, and there's not an ounce of nutrition in that shit. So despite the fact that you took a whole fucking bag of it and threw it down your goddamn pie hole, your body's immediately, it's still craving nutrients, vitamins, or whatever the fuck it is, whatever the proper terminology is for it. Which is also why if you eat actually, you know, fruits and vegetables, you get full. Oh, it's, you know what? I have to make sure I eat well. I really do. This isn't even about you guys. It's fucking about me. I'm being selfish right now. Let's get back to more fucking emails here for the week. Naming food places. All right. Hey, Bill. You recently asked about places to eat as your tour of the great lower half of this country is about to begin. I've been a long-time listener, and I get your no-name policy when it comes to telling stories that may be incriminating or name-dropping. But you said you didn't want to say the names of the restaurants out of fear that it would ruin the place by creating some type of mob scene, and the food will go downhill, and it'll get franchised or something. Bill, come on now. You're basically repaying them for their hard work, possibly generations of hard work, by walking out and disavowing all knowledge of the place the way the U.S. government handled Vietnam. Jesus! Or more specifically, John Rambo in Rambo 2. On behalf of all these establishments, I'd like to thank you for being, for helping protect them from increased revenue and supporting a healthy sense of pride in a life's work. Also, I'd like to thank you on behalf of people like myself who occasionally travel, who would much rather just walk around and play guessing games about where to eat. It's much more fun playing "Will this suck?" roulette. We'd much rather trust Yelp reviews that are probably real people and not paid reviewers or family members hyping some shit establishment circa 2011. A real man of the people, this Bill Burr. Get him a key to all the cities. Sci-fi Billy Skywalker. You know what, dude? You had me until you fucking glorified all the cunts on Yelp. Yelp, I swear to God, is like, if you want to see what happens to somebody when they get their own TV show and how most people's egos go through the fucking roof, all you have to do is just look at the common man on Yelp.
Oh, everything was good, but I didn't like the sugar packets.
These fucking animals. Have you seen the average jerk-off that walks down the fucking street breathing through their mouth wearing socks and fucking flip-flops? Those fucking assholes who obviously have no power in their life, they go on Yelp and their fucking ego goes off the fucking rails. Here's something. What do you think happened back in the day when people went to town before Yelp? And I don't mean the 1950s. I'm talking about the fucking 1980s, the 1990s. You know what? You struck up a conversation with the locals. You said, hey, I'm in town. I'm having a really good time. I'd like to get some food. You know of a good place? There's nothing a local wants to do more than to point you to the place that is the shit in their town. And you go in there and you sit down and you have a fucking unbelievable meal. And then you go back and you tell your friends, hey, if you ever go there, you got to go to this spot. The fact that it has to blow up like some fucking boy band and now nobody can get a goddamn seat in there. Give me a fucking break. I stand by what I'm doing. And you know why? I get applause when I say that. I went to a country recently. I said, this place is so fucking beautiful that when I go back to my country, I'm not going to talk about it. So, you know, I'll keep you secret. You know what they all did? I got borderline standing ovation. All right? Everything doesn't need to blow up. All right? I don't need to turn every fucking restaurant into fucking Kim Kardashian's greased up ass on the, yo, it broke the internet. Dumbest fucking thing ever. Broke the internet. And then every fucking douche that's out there taking selfies has to somehow squeeze broke the internet into their fucking conversation. I fucking hate that. I hate internet terminology. I hate the joke structure. You know, the said no one ever. Or the, you know, now it's like you have like a picture and you're like, that look on your face when your boss says you don't have to come in Friday. That fucking, you know, insert picture here. So you don't even have to be like a joke writer. So, dude, with all due respect, with your waving of the fucking American flag, all right, here's the deal. If you're getting the fucking job done, all right, if you're getting the fucking job done and everybody in the local town knows you the shit, you're going to stay in business. You don't need me to fucking hype your thing and then ruin it like the Food Network does. And speaking of which, too, that fucking guy there with his bleach blonde hair and his sunburned face, Guy Fieri, driving all around. I'm telling you, that fucking guy, I've gone to some of the places. They're hit or miss. They're hit or miss. That guy's been on the air for like 10 years. He's out of places to go to. Not to mention, he never goes to drive-ins. He occasionally goes into diners. He never goes into a dive. They're basically diners. But he needed the magic of three. Anyways, so no, I'm not doing that, okay? If you know how to make a fucking brisket, the goddamn word is going to be out. All right? The word's going to get out. You don't need me to do it and ruin the fucking place. Jesus Christ. Yelp. What kind of a fucking moron goes on to Yelp and just takes all these fucking people? You have no idea what their fucking axe is to grind. I think that there's like a certain level of cunt that you have to be to even post a review on Yelp. Not to mention, there's so many cunts on Yelp that there's restaurants that I've sat in and I said, hey, I really enjoyed that. That was delicious. And they go, thank you. Can you please go on Yelp and write a good review? Because there's just so many people like, yeah, you know, I really thought the eggs were in some shopping. I have a little bit of power now, and I'm going to fucking furrow my brow. Have you noticed that shit? All you need to know about Yelp is just look at actual critics that get paid to be critics. When was the last time you saw them review any fucking movie? Any fucking movie at all? And wire to wire, they said that they enjoyed it. They never do. They always have to be cunty. They always have to pick out something that they didn't fucking like. All right? And then what else? Then you'll see the worst fucking movie ever. And they have quotes going, outrageous, hilarious, a laugh riot. And all that is critics that want to get paid. So they got to get their name out there. So then they'll fucking lie to you and say that some piece of shit is actually good. So fuck you, fuck Yelp, and fuck Rambo 2. All right? I'm not out in those places. All right, there we go. I don't know about fuck Rambo 2. Okay, check out Dark City. Oh, hey, Billy Sci-Fi. Billy Skywalker. All right, I thought that was somebody signing that. What the fuck is with all these goddamn... Oh, Jesus. See, it's, here we go. It's starting. Well, shit, did you see my email? Did you check out the hotel options? Sci-Fi Billy Skywalker! Check out Dark City. Oh, I asked last week. You know, I really enjoyed Moon with Sam Rockwell. And I didn't realize the director was David Bowie's son. Which, of course, I don't have his fucking name here right now. I'm the worst. So I said, what are some other sci-fi movies? I'd love to check them out. And somebody says, Billy Skywalker. Check out Dark City. It's not action-packed, but like Moon, you got to see it. It's shot beautifully, intense as fuck. It's on HBO right now. Don't delay. Also, if you haven't seen Blade Runner recently, give it a rewatch. Your fellow pilot Harrison Ford delivers a really underrated performance. Make sure you watch the director's cut. It's the only way it'll make sense. Oh, wow. I got to check that out. Oh, my God. What is this? This seems like a disaster waiting to happen. Listen to this one. Kitten for Cleo. Bill, have you ever thought of getting a kitten to help calm Cleo down? I can't imagine Cleo having a problem with it. Oh, I can. I imagine it'd be possible for Cleo to eventually become protective of the kitten, which could turn into making things worse. So why would I do that? I'll let you do the research, but if you had to imagine how it played out, what do you think would happen? I think my dog would eat the cat. I think she would view it as a threat because she's possessive, and I think I would come home, and the dog would be wagging its tail with fur around its mouth and blood on its chin, and I would find maybe a kitten. It'd probably be swallowed whole, but there might be a fucking paw in my kitchen or something else horrific that I'd have to try and block out. I remember when they taught that gorilla how to do sign language, they got that thing a pet cat. I don't know. A kitten. I'm not a big fan of cats. I totally respect them, how they live their lives and their anti-authority. And like, you know, the same way you couldn't put me on a leash, you can't put them on a leash. Although I know a few people have done it, but whatever. I'm just saying, generally speaking. The only thing I like about cats, I like watching them sleep in the sun. Reminds me to take an old man nap every day. And then I also like how easy it is to discipline them. You know, all you do is just give them a nice little smack on that little fucking nose and then they get it, you know? No, I'm kidding. All you have to do is just have the spray water bottle, right? And they're still going to go up on the couch, but it's just fun to fucking shoot something that doesn't die. And you get to feel that cool feeling of shooting something. You know, I don't know. Is that evil? Well, go fuck yourself. What do you want from me? All right. Let me read the last little bit of advertisements. I'll tell you a cute story, and then that's going to be your fucking week. What do you think about that? All right. DraftKings, everybody. Spring training is underway. And that spring training. And oh, wait, let me get a character here. DraftKings.com. Spring training is underway, and that can only mean one thing. Baseball season is almost here. And there's never been a better time to check out DraftKings.com, America's favorite daily fantasy baseball site where you could win huge cash prizes every day right there. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. You can dip in and dip out. No slogging through a long season to collect your winnings. Just instant cash, instant gratification, right? It's like watching black guys play chess in the park. They're picking up the pace here. It's like a new season every time you play. Simply play two pitchers and eight positional players. Stay under the salary cap and you could be on your way to a massive payday. This actually sounds fun. In fact, DraftKings has already crowned over a dozen millionaires. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn. Call to action. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code DEFENSE to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy baseball contest on opening day. Huh? What a great way to start the fucking season. Chance to win $100,000. First place takes home $10,000. Wow, $10,000. Use promo, I guess you are, to win $10,000. Whatever, that's still good. Use promo code DEFENSE for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com. All right, LegalZoom. If you were thinking, LegalZoom, everybody, if you were thinking about starting a business, now's the best time to do it. It's National Start Your Business Month, every fucking month, at LegalZoom.com. And it's never been easier to start to build your future. LegalZoom provides the support you need for more than 10 years that have helped a million business owners just like you. If you need legal advice for your business, no problem. LegalZoom's not a law firm, but they've built a network for trusted attorneys to provide the guidance you need for your specific situation. Here's the best part. During National Start Your Business Month, LegalZoom is offering an attorney consultation for only $50. Sorry, I got the hiccups. For only $50. If you are unsure about the best way to start, or if you already run a business and need some advice, this offer is for you. Get legal advice for your business with no further obligation for a low one-time cost. Go to LegalZoom.com today to find out more. Attorney consultations are provided by independent attorneys available in most states. Get the legal help you need for your business at LegalZoom.com. Enter BURR, B-U-R-R, in the referral box to enter... in the referral box to save even more. LegalZoom.com, promo code BURR. Legal help is here. All right, there you go. Well, that is your podcast for this week. What can I say? The Bruins fighting for their playoff lives. I was just talking to a Montreal fan right before this podcast. I was doing an interview because I got a couple of shows coming up this summer in Montreal that will be announced this Wednesday, by the way. This Wednesday. Oh, by the way, I'll let you know what I got coming up, okay? I have a gig in... let's go to BillBurr.com, everybody. BillBurr.com. If you want to fucking pay back this podcast but not spend a dime, just go to BillBurr.com, click on the podcast page, and click on Amazon. And you go to Amazon, and if you buy something, they give me a little kickback for driving traffic over there. That's it. That's all you got to do. Doesn't cost you any extra money. They kick me a little dough. Everything's good. Everything's copacetic. Is that the right word? I don't know. All right, here's the deal. I'm doing two shows April 10th at the Fillmore in Miami Beach at the Jackie Gleason Theater. You know what? This time I'm actually going to go up there, and I'm going to take a look at the... Jackie Gleason's, I guess they have his office. You know, they still kept it the same. I missed that last time. April 11th, I'm at Ruth Eckert Hall in Tampa for two shows. April 18th, that's when the, the Southern Tour starts. We're in Savannah, Georgia, Knoxville, Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee, Shreveport, Louisiana. And then we're in New Orleans. And then after New Orleans, do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? That's where my baby goes. Then we pick the tour back up on April 26th. And we do Huntsville, Alabama, Jackson, Mississippi, Mobile, Alabama, Lexington, Kentucky. And then we're in Evansville, Indiana. And then we go to the fucking Kentucky Derby. Then next, I'm doing the Wilbur Run in Boston. From, May 9th to, I don't even know what day we're up to at this point. We're doing like 17 shows at this point. Jesus, Cleo. She's fucking scratching over there. June 26th and June 27th, I am at the Mirage Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. All right? Anybody out there in Vegas? I'm going to be out there. And then whatever. We're going to have some more shows coming up, I guess. I'm going to have to post that one for Montreal that I'm doing during the Montreal Comedy Festival. I'll be up there. And the rumor is the goddamn Comedy Jam is going to be coming up there. So you guys in Montreal might be able to see me sit in a couple of times dressed as my favorite drummers from the past, the future, and today. I'm going to try to do that show as many times as I can, play as many songs as I can. It's one of my favorite things to do. Josh Adam Meyer's show is going to be at the Montreal Comedy Festival. And I probably shouldn't have said that. That's a little bit of inside information. Also, please visit the All Things Comedy Network, allthingscomedy.com, to check out the biggest and brightest and bestest podcast stars. Is that the word that I'm supposed to say? Anyways, go to allthingscomedy.com and just check out all these awesome podcasts we got here. I try to hype different ones every week. Doug Stanhope we have. We got Your Mom's Box, Ari Shaffir, The Burtcast, Tom Papa, The Farley Brothers. We got everybody here. Come on, man. Tom Rhodes Radio, Writer's Block. Writing's so fucking small, I can't even read it here. What is this one? How come when I click on things, it doesn't work? Oh, we got Deep Shit with Baron Vaughn. Another great podcast. Just check out all those, man. You can just scroll through. We got everything. We got stuff for the men, the women, and the ladies. I guess the men and the ladies. All right, that's the podcast for this week. I got a big guest this week for the Thursday podcast. He's such a big guest that I'm actually waiting to do the third Thursday podcast on Friday. Friday. Upload it before say. Anyways, that's the podcast for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Go fuck yourselves. And I will talk to you next, I guess, Friday. I'll talk to you on Friday. All right. That's it. See you.